Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Third down. Back again. They got him. They sack him. It's Carter, Jalen Carter.
Can't block him.
Look, you can make the case that was the biggest play of the season. I mean, I think it was, honestly. It was. And don't kid yourself. The fourth down play he made was really big as well, because that receiver had, you know, some, there was some opening for that ball to be complete to him, but with the way Jalen Carter got in there on fourth down, you know, Stafford just couldn't step up, and the throw was really nowhere near the wide receiver sailing out of bounds, and the Eagles won the game. And it did have a, you know, it wasn't quite down to the goal line, but it did have a Matt Ryan, you know, Julio Jones.
I think we were all thinking about that game, man.
It was the same end of the field,
right?
I mean, it had a very, it was the same round in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
It had a very similar...
There were no nails left at that point. I mean, seriously.
It was brutal. All right, let's talk about the injuries, which were also brutal. There weren't too many, but there obviously was one with the quarterback particularly notable. Let's listen to what Jalen Hurts said after the game, then we'll get to the Novacare Rehabilitation injury report.
Jalen, how do you feel physically? How you went to medical temp, and how'd you come out of the game?
It's a tough game, a challenging game. I was able to finish the game and see how the week goes.
Were there separate injuries? Like at the end of the half, it looked like you were slow to get up. You were late coming out of the tunnel. And then, of course, you had the one that sent you to the tent in the second half.
No.
For this week, you said you'll see how the week goes. Is your status uncertain for next week?
Great question. No, I was just seeing how the week would go, seeing how things progress.
So you think you feel confident you'll play next week, I guess?
Yeah.
All right, that's Jalen yesterday. Let's get to the Novacare Rehabilitation Injury Report with Dr. Mark Schwartz, who is an orthopedic surgeon with Burlington County Orthopedic Specialist in Mount Laurel. And we talk to Dr. Schwartz right now. Doc, good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys.
Man.
I was at that game yesterday. That's why you never leave a game early.
That, sir, is correct. All right, so let's get to it.
Sure.
You saw the injury. I know you've seen it on, you know, the video copy as well now. His leg gets bent. You saw the way he grimaced. You saw the way he moved thereafter when he was in the game. Gut feeling. What do you think it is?
Gun to my head, gut feeling, maybe a mild MCL sprain, the medial collateral ligament. I think his ankle got caught up, and then I think he tweaked the knee. If you saw him in the tunnel at the end of the game, I think he was still limping. I was on the side where the tent was, and, you know, he was in there for a little time. I think they might have even put a brace on his knee.
They did. That's correct. Now, what makes this is interesting. What makes you think it is a mild sprain as opposed to not using the word mild? No, I know.
Well, they put him back in the game.
Yep.
And I think that was the best. I think that's the kind of litmus test, that he was still able to finish, complete the game. He didn't miss any plays during the game. And I think, he's a man of few words. So he says, I finished the game. I think he'll probably get an MRI this week. They'll probably get some rehab. And I guess they'll see how he feels as the week progresses. But the problem is he's technically a mobile quarterback.
Yep.
And his mobility is definitely impaired.
So, based on the mechanism of injury, is it possible that flexibility prevented injury to some degree, his flexibility? And what about the weather itself, the field? Does that help prevent some injury in those conditions?
Well, being an orthopedic surgeon, these are the times where, you know, we just get deluged with a lot of injuries. And, you know, I'm sure they were wearing, you know, different cleats for this game. But the problem is sometimes if the cleats are too grippy, they're just as bad as if they're not grippy enough, because you can basically get your foot planted and twist your knee. So I guess we'll have to see how the week progresses. But it's a concerning injury for a mobile quarterback.
So if he has a mild MCL sprain, and I know we don't know, but if he does, what would that mean from your perspective for the game versus Washington in 6 days?
I think they probably give him a protective brace to protect the MCL. They may limit how much he actually is running, but I think at this point of the season, it's all hands on deck.
And do you feel confident that he did not tear his ACL?
Yeah, I feel pretty good about that.
Good. That's great.
So Quinyon Mitchell had a what we thought was a serious shoulder injury because he left the game and didn't come back. When you watched that hit, the way that he it did look like a pretty hellacious load on that shoulder. What do you think that is, the injury itself, and how confident can we be that he'll be coming back potentially this season? He was in good spirits after the game.
Yeah, you know, I think at this point nobody's going to tip their hand concerning, you know, injuries to their opponents. But as you can see, he was, you know, you lead with your shoulder, and it was a direct impact right to the front of the shoulder. The first thing you worry about is a shoulder dislocation, which when the ball comes out of the socket, that was not the case. But most likely, you know, just from what I've seen, I would think it's a what we call an AC joint sprain, where the collarbone meets the shoulder blade bone. And we grade those on a 1-3 scale, you know, mild, moderate, and severe. And if it's a mild sprain, it's possible he can be ready to play with some extra padding under that area. But initially, they're very painful for at least the first, you know, week or so. So I think it's going to be a day-by-day thing. I think we'll get some x-rays and maybe an MRI. And if it's a grade 3, he's going to be probably out. If it's a grade 1, I think they'll hopefully try to tape it down and pad him and see how he does. But I guess we'll know more by the end of the week.
So AC sprain is, wow, that is workable. But it is, as you said, so incredibly painful. This is like for the next several days, he's probably going to be in a chair at night just trying to get a couple hours. It is really hard.
You're saying of sleep, a couple hours of sleep?
Sleep-wise, it's awful, especially if it's a second or third degree. Mm. So Saquon Barkley looked like he injured his hand. They did something to tape it all up, and then, I don't know, played the rest of the game. Did you see anything on that one? It looked like it just got smashed, and
It almost looked, I mean, they didn't put him in a hard brace. It looked like they put him in a soft wrap, you know. They looked like they taped it up. You know, you know, with a running back, you can't be too rigid with your immobilization because you certainly want to be able to protect the ball.
Right.
But
catch it,
you know,
and tuck it, too.
His legs were still working, which was a good one. But I think he'll be fine. I think they'll just tape him up and rest him up. But it didn't look too serious.
All right. And, Doc, final question for you. For the 75,000 that were there that are suffering this morning with hoarse voice, what is the standard procedure for recovery?
Tea and honey.
Look, Doc, man, I got to tell you, I applaud you for being one of those people, although your voice sounds pretty good. But I know you were there and enjoyed the game. Doc, thanks for being a big part of the program. Let's hope Jalen's okay. NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report,
thanks,
Dr. Mark Schwartz. Thank you, sir.
Have a good one.
You got it, bud. All right, there he is. For more information on Dr. Schwartz, please go to Burlington County Ortho.
.com. No, I had an AC sprain once, and I had a 2, just under a 3.
Yep.
It was insanely painful.
Wow.
I mean, I had to wear zip-up sweatshirts and cardigans for 4 weeks. I couldn't put a shirt over my head.
Well, so.
But that was 2-3.
Quinyon expressing a pretty good degree of confidence after the game lets me think he probably doesn't have that, but who knows. By the way, Rhea, of course, we're giving away tickets, NovaCare Rehabilitation, once again. They are stepping up with tickets. Ladies and gentlemen, we will give away this week on our program tickets to the NFC Championship game.
The what, Joe? The what?
The NFC Championship game between the Eagles and the Washington. Who knows what their last name
is. Courtesy, of course, of our great partner, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
James, you ready for the Josh Harris reality of this?
Oh, buddy.
This guy.
Let's go.
This guy, man. This guy. All right. So listen this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 8 o'clock. Spread the word to your family and friends. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 8 o'clock. 4 times to listen to the show that you need to listen to the show to know the name that is said. And with those 4 names, we will give away the tickets. Friday at 8 o'clock, we're giving away tickets to the NFC Championship
game. Joe Wachter, great point here. First time Josh Harris has made out of the second round.
Yes.
How about that?
Wechter with the pettiness.
That's pretty good.
I love it.
That's pretty good.
Gunn, Hurts, gives off to Barkley. He's got a first down and more. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Saquon Barkley!
He did it
62
again.
62 yards!
He did it again, Mel Reese.
Well, just an exhilarating victory, obviously. Epic, really, in every way. I mean, from the conditions to the nerve-wracking element of this football game. Other than that first drive when the Eagles, and yes, they did. They scored on the first possession. It wasn't a short field given to them by the defense. They took the ball all the way down the field. Other than that, and then obviously other than when Saquon just scored in, you know, the next couple minutes, when you felt pretty good as Eagles had a 13-point lead, I mean, about 55 minutes of this game were remarkably nerve-wracking. I mean, like, all-time nerve-wracking. And knowing that the NFC Championship game in Philadelphia hung in the balance made it all the more like we,
it changed the whole stakes going.
Like,
the way I felt about it was completely different than I expected to because of that.
Spectacular victory by the Eagles. Great job by the crowd that showed up. I mean, just really an amazing day in Philadelphia. Your phone calls today, 215-592-9494. Bad of the Bone Award shortly. Ray Dittinger in half an hour. Also, the Merrill Montage, how it sounded here on WIP. Merrill and Mike on the call. We'll get to that in a moment. Let's also certainly acknowledge, I know, guys, we're all eagled up for all the obvious reasons, but the tremendous legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. This is, of course, MLK Day, a federal holiday, rightfully so. And God bless him and his legacy. And the courage, the conviction, the vision, and the majesty of his life. One of the all-time great Americans. And we always want to honor Dr. King. And certainly on a day like this, it is a day named after him. And we thank him for his incredible service to our nation. I don't know how else to put it. He was one of the greats of all time. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the actually, real quick before the phones. James, point spreads. Talk to me about what's going on with the Eagles in Washington. What's going on with the AFC Championship game? What are we looking at?
Yes, neither has moved. They are both where they opened. I'll start with the AFC. The AFC, the Chiefs have opened as a 1.5-point favorite at home over the Bills. It has stayed that way. So basically saying these teams are even, essentially.
Yep.
And the Eagles have opened as a 5.5-point favorite over Washington.
Okay. 5.5.
Which you would think is a good sign for at least what Vegas thinks of Hurts' chance to play. Because they would not be a 5.5-point favorite if Hurts weren't playing.
Yeah. All right. Exactly. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get to Derek and Paoli. Derek, good morning.
Go Birds.
Go Birds!
As Gilly would say, blow your whistle, right?
He's hilarious, dude. I love Gilly.
Yeah, that's the new anthem of the city. But listen, as happy as I was to see the Eagles win, right?
Mm-hmm.
To see what's the coach of the Lions, man? Dan Campbell?
Dan Campbell.
The way they was blowing teams out and running up the score and running all these trick plays and all that. And then to see them go down like
I like
that.
I like that guy, though. I mean, I was glad they
rubbed me the wrong way.
I got nothing.
He rubbed me the wrong way.
I'm more of an anti-Dan.
Derek,
I'm more anti-Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn with the backwards hat. That didn't
agree.
Sean McVay, to me, his post-game interview was classy, man. I like.
So is Dan Campbell's, for what it's worth. I mean, look.
You kind of like want his sympathies, crying and all that. That rubbed you the wrong way. But anyway, with the Eagles, right, I just want everybody to just – we're the last four teams left, man. This is what we play all year for. Nobody thought this was going to happen. A home game before you go to the Super Bowl. I'm ecstatic, man.
Yeah, you should
be. That game yesterday just showed like what we've been doing all year, just grinding out wins. It's nerve-wracking. But, you know, these guys make plays. These guys like each other, man.
I think that's very clear. Yep.
Hey, these guys like each other. They want to win for each other. And this team last year, they wasn't on that type of time, man. So – I don't know. Even if I can't see us losing at home next week, but I'm just excited for next week, man.
Well, me too. But it's possible. I would strongly encourage you don't take it for granted. I mean, we all.
You're not going 0% this week.
Yeah, I'm not.
We almost saw
the Eagles lose. Detroit and won, man. They're legit.
They are legit. I mean,
they're legit.
Jaden Daniels and Derek, good call, man. All right, let's get to the Bad of the Bone Award. We do it after every Eagles game. When they win, it's game balls. When they lose, it's blame balls. Been a lot more game balls this year than blame balls. Let's crank it up. Bad of the Bone Award. All right. I think there are rarely an instance where there are two guys that are so truly deserving. Yes.
I knew they weren't getting to me.
No, yeah, of the game ball.
John and I have it easy today.
And then Ree and I are going to have to figure out who we're going with game balls 3 and 4. John Rich, you get the first game ball, or give the first game ball. Who are you giving it to?
Saquon is a miraculous football player, and we're all so appreciative of everything he's done to just transform our prospects. It just feels like, it feels like this is going to keep going. And he's the reason why yesterday, 205 yards rushing on 26 carries again against the Rams. And the biggest takeaway for me was safety inserted in the box. Rams loaded up to stop him, and they couldn't.
Yep.
They just couldn't. Now, our offensive line did a worse job of pass protecting.
I agree with that.
Which is troubling moving forward, but man, the run blocking is as good as it gets, and I expect that to continue. And Saquon, thank you.
Totally agree with that as well. James, let me ask a quick question before we continue with Bat of the Bone. Mm-hmm. There's two different owners I want to hear from this week. One is John Mara. The other is Josh Harris.
Yes.
Who do you think we have a better chance to get on the show, Josh Harris or John Mara?
John Mara, believe it or not. Because
he probably would have a little bit of a sense of humor about it, is my guess.
Yeah. Josh Harris ain't coming on the show. Nope.
We might put the formal request in just to get the formal no.
Saquon had teammates of his, old teammates, Giants that teammates, in his suite.
Yeah,
he's apparently, as James has mentioned,
buddies with
best
those guys.
Friends with Daniel Jones.
All right, Seltzer, game ball 2.
Yeah, not pretty hard here. I think it's one of the great defensive games we've seen an Eagle play in the playoffs, legitimately, from Jalen Carter yesterday. We came into this season saying, like, I think all of us, like all of Eagles fandom agreed, there was one guy on this defense who had the potential to make it go, to take this team from good to great, whatever. Like, he was such an important player, and Jalen Carter has lived up to every little bit of that this
year. I'd say he has exceeded it.
Yeah, exceeded it. And just yesterday was again, the best player on the field in a playoff game and had two plays at the end to close it. Like, you can't ask for more from a defensive
player.
Might
have saved the season.
Yeah, absolutely.
Might have saved the seasons. Ray, a game. Okay, so now it gets a little bit more challenging.
I can dig a little deep for this
All
one.
All right, so game ball to who, Ray? Bat of the bone to who?
Say, write this man a check right now. Zach Bond, there was a fourth quarter drive where he was just insane. He had two tackles, tackle for a loss, pass deflection, and then he recovered Nolan Smith's strip sack of Stafford.
Yep.
He was just, I mean, the tackle for a loss was just insane.
Yeah, so it was. It really was.
It was a really great drive by him.
All right, so I got a couple thoughts here for game balls. Boy, I'm ultimately going to zero in on one. I'm going to give honorable mention to Braden Mann. And
that was my one if it got to me. Yeah,
that was super amazing. Honorable mention to Darius Slay, who I'm very tempted to go with because I thought he played a great game.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, he played a great game. I'm going to give a game ball, and this might surprise a lot of people because he did have some struggles in the game. I'm going to give it to Jalen Hurts. Let me tell you something, guys. Jalen Hurts.
Welcome aboard.
Well, it's not about welcome aboard. It's about the fact that Bat of the Bone Award.
It was a gutty performance.
When we conceived the Bat of the Bone Award, it was kind of conceived as a badass. It wasn't so much who were definitively the four best players in the game. Sometimes it was like, who's tough?
Yeah.
That was Bat of the Bone. George Thorogood, tough guy. I don't know, probably, but he sounded like a tough guy with the song. Look, Jalen Hurts played in a game. He re-entered a game that if it's a regular season game, he's probably not going back into. Probably isn't. And was he very effective thereafter? No. But he was really gutsy.
And made some
he
big throws.
He was really gutsy.
Some big throws at the end there, too.
And by the way, made some big throws early that if AJ had caught, the game would have been a lot easier. A lot easier. So even though Jalen Hurts was clearly not one of the four best players in the game for the Eagles, I'm giving him the Bat of the Bone Award. That was a gutsy performance.
And there was also the pass to Goddard that got down to the three that got called back.
That's right.
Because of Mekhi Becton.
That's right. And there was the touchdown run.
Yeah.
I mean, the touchdown run
Huge.
Early was really big. So, I think we all want to see Jalen pick it up next week and beyond. And we'll see how much he's, sort of capable of it, given the limitations he might have with his knee. But really gutsy performance, and I really tip my cap to him for his guts. 215-592-9494. Merrill Montage shortly. Ray Dininger in about 25 minutes. Phone calls right now. Seth in media. Seth, good morning.
Yo, what's going on, everybody?
What up, Seth?
Today? Hi, Seth.
What up, gang?
Yeah.
I couldn't wait to call in this morning, guys.
Good.
Like, the best part about a victory like that, really, for me, like, besides, you know, the excitement of watching it is knowing that this week on your show is going to be amazing. Like, leading up to this game this week, I'm so hyped.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Look, I think we're all excited. It's great. I mean,
well,
I don't know how else
to put it. Not just our show. It's everything. It was watching the Bills-Ravens game last night and being interested in it.
Right.
It was, the waking up this morning and not being like in the worst mood ever, it changes the whole complexion of our lives. Like, it's so massive.
And then, Seth, the obvious possibility of a parade in 3 weeks, which, you know, it's not breaking news to say we haven't had many around here.
You're not lying, man. These are facts. And I'll tell you what, I'll give you, you guys are spot on with all the game balls, with the Bad to the Bone Award, for sure. But a quick shout out to somebody who I didn't expect to do much in that game was Owen Burke.
Yeah, he did some nice things.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, he came through in a few spots, man, that it was like, all right, you know, it's maybe, you know, the loss from the Kobe Dean is bad, but we have a definitely more than a serviceable player back there.
Real quick, is his name Owen or Oren?
Oren.
That's what I thought.
And by the way, how about Nolan Smith running out with the N'Kobe jersey and all that, too? Like, that was awesome,
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
This team is dialed in. So I just wanted to share something that that I experienced again. You know, through the course of time, I see my daughter like every other weekend, and I've had these moments with her, right? Like, I had her at the Phillies game where we got to, you know, see the inside the park home run and stuff like that. So I get flashes of seeing her, like, enjoy the Philly sports. Well, last night, I'm up here in Massachusetts with her, and I watched the game, just me and her. And she never really sat and watched a football game with her. She's 11. And, dude, she got bit by the bug so bad.
Good.
Halfway through the game, she goes, I'm making a plate for us to eat. And she goes, I'm like, man, they're slipping right now. Maybe I should come back to the other side of the room. She goes, yeah, Dad, I think you need to. So she's, like, superstitious a little bit. I mean, it's in her blood. And I'm excited for all the kids that are getting to watch this and get bit by that bug, because, man, it's something special.
Well, you know, Seth, I thought last night, because it's actually been a few years, and Seth, great call. It's been a few years now since the Eagles won a Super Bowl. Not that many, but seven. And I did think last night about the 3- and 4-year-olds from 2017 that probably don't have memory of it, or it would be so outrageously faint that they basically don't have memory. Like, the kids that are 10 right now, they don't really remember the Eagles winning a Super Bowl. So you do have a new group that's, you know, it's the first time for some of them if they can get this done. And certainly they have a shot. If you don't know, if you're waking up to the news, the Eagles actually have the best odds as of right now, the four teams remaining to win the Super Bowl. Best odds. Now, I think that is in large measure because their game is considered the easiest
of
the two games.
Without a doubt. Like, I would guess that they will be the underdog in the Super Bowl no matter who they face. I would guess.
I think that's right. I think they will. I think they will for sure be an underdog to Buffalo.
Maybe not.
Maybe
so?
Not KC.
We don't know.
I would say more Buffalo.
I think it'll be a close line.
But if Buffalo wins in KC, that's
true.
Uber.
Yeah,
it depends
impressive.
How impressive both of these teams who win are too.
Yeah. So, but it's good. I mean, my God, Eagles right now, John, are the favorites to win the Super Bowl. That's a great thing, man.
For the first time all season, no less.
Exactly. Wow. This is the first time. And it's just a combination of the circumstances. But the bottom line is, we run the ball. Our defense is outstanding.
Yeah.
And neither of those is deviating. You know, in the cold, in the snow, in the inclemency. And it's going to be inclemency because it's here, which is amazing.
Yeah.
I don't even know that my mind was fully grasping that as the game was ending last night. That is such a major turn.
Yes,
and
it is.
And it happened Saturday night.
That's right.
So it was kind of wonky with the way that I processed it. I think it still doesn't quite seem real. But I think as we get closer and we realize it's at the link, guys, this game, the NFC Championship game, we have so much history in this town with this game in this stadium.
No question about it.
It's a huge advantage.
Yeah.
What a gift. You know, thank you, Lions, for coming out and being as rusty as you were.
Well, Jared Goff and their
Goff
defense.
Turning the ball over as many times as you did. You know,
and that 12 men on the field penalty, bad penalty. One of the worst I remember.
It is. It's one of the worst penalties ever that killed a season.
It's like
for
the D Ford penalty. You know,
Ford.
That's what I mean. It's like that level bat almost.
Do you think that Ben Johnson stays because because of that?
Like, no. I think he goes somewhere if he wants to be.
Last year, he stayed because he said he had unfinished business. I think at this point, if he stays, it's foolish.
It would be an idiot.
Because he is as hot as, at least I thought he was.
He'd
as
be
hot
an idiot
as
if he stays.
Coordinator could get.
I've heard he doesn't interview well. Who knows? I've heard that reported. So let's go to the phones. Mike, what a great morning. What's going on, buddy?
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, gang.
Hi, right, Mike.
Man, listen, you're talking about, like, injuries from last night. I feel like I had an injury. I feel like I got a brain injury after that game. That was a rough one, but we came out.
Mike, do you remember in the 70s, I don't know if you're old enough to know this, the Phillies used to have a guy that would walk on the tightrope across the vet. What was that guy's name?
Valenda.
Valenda.
Yeah,
Valenda. Yeah. I felt we were all Valenda last night. Like, it was, the whole city of Philadelphia was on a freaking tightrope for 3 hours.
I told my wife it felt like a 4-hour roller coaster.
It was brutal. But it was exhilerating. Good morning.
I like roller coasters. So 4 hours of roller coaster, I should love.
Yeah, as long as you don't crash at the end.
Yeah. I thought it was really fun.
All right, Mike, go ahead, man.
But it's fun. No, it's, listen, we have things we can complain about for sure, particularly with Jalen. I'm putting it all aside. At the end of the day, big boy victory. Big boy victory.
Yep, that's
the big
right.
boys showed up. Particularly, Saquon. There's nothing left to say about Saquon.
I know.
He's just safe. And then, but Jalen Carter, man, my goodness. Thank God we got that kid. I mean, we got him for 10 more years plus. I mean, it's almost like he just put it on his back and he was like, nope, we're not losing this game. Because let me tell you something. I, like everybody else, I was seeing, you know, the Atlanta game. I was seeing Washington game.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't believe this is how it's going to end. And when that pass from Stafford to Nacua down the sideline, yeah. I was like, you've got to.
Well, here's what I'd say. Sometimes in those moments, obviously you win. Sometimes you lose. So, in 2017 Atlanta, they find a way. Right? Julio Jones doesn't catch it. You breathe a sigh of relief. Vince Carter misses the shot in 0-1. You breathe a sigh of relief. But for those situations, you do have your Kawhi Leonard situations. I mean, sometimes the other guy sticks the shot, catches the ball, scores the goal, and it is like all over fast. And it's brutal when that happens. And that was right there. I mean, that could have happened. And thank God Jalen Carter on third and fourth down made those two plays. I mean, he made those two plays. All right, he made a lot of other plays as well. Let's listen, not to Jalen Carter, but to Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley. Post-game interview they did on the field with Melissa Stark. Melissa Stark with Saquon and Jalen right after the game.
Saquon, I'm going to start with you because you told me that if someone had said to you as a kid that you'd be playing a divisional playoff game in the snow, your eyes would have lit up. What was it like to play in these elements?
The elements was great, but the atmosphere was even better. Our fans are amazing. It was a close one, but that's playoff football, and at the end of the day, we got the job done.
And you had the best game of your career earlier this season against the Rams. You had another one tonight. What is it about you and this team?
It starts up front. It starts up front with those guys, and then when you have a quarterback that can take it 50 yards to the house, that opens up stuff for you, too.
Yeah, you guys were just talking about how many rushing yards you each have. Is there like a little competition between the two of you?
Nah, our O-line won 300 tonight, and we only got 285, so we got to do a better job next week for those guys.
Disappointed with the 285 total?
I'm happy about the win. Give credit to that defense, too, and how they played. Got those turnovers. We only got 3-on-1. They simulated the snap on our quarterback sneak, so... We found a way to win. That's all that matters in this time of the year.
Well, and you did, and you emphasized to us this week over and over that this team finds a multitude of ways to win. You did that again. What does it say about this Eagles team?
Well, I don't know if it'll snow next week, but rain, sleet, or snow, Eagles train to go. We'll be ready to go.
Do you love playing in the snow?
I love playing football. How about that? I used to put it on when we played a video game as a kid. I put the snow on 100 and all that, but that was as a kid.
And now you get to host next weekend. I mean, what does that mean for the team and for all these fans?
Well, it comes through Philly. That means everything for this city, this team, and we got everything we want in front of us, taking it a game and a day at a time, but we'll go enjoy this one and move on to the next.
And I can't let you go. You and I were just talking about your knee. You went into the medical tent. You came out with a brace. How is this going to affect you next week?
Yeah, well, I'm sure I'll get asked about it later. I don't know if I can answer it right now, but we're going to go enjoy this win with my teammates.
Are you okay?
I finished the game.
Yes, you did.
I finished the game.
You finished and won the game. Congratulations, guys.
God, what an all-time victory, obviously. I mean, Saquon and Jalen Hurts, Jalen Carter, Darius Slay, who was great. I mean, there was so much.
And can we give Jalen some credit, too? Yeah.
So
happy.
And he was so great.
How much did we talk about that in the offseason after last year and the way he had to, like that was exactly what we wanted.
Kind of like a different man. Yeah. And I loved hearing it. He sounded like he was joyful. He was truly enjoying the game of football and winning with his teammates. I thought it was interesting, though. He said we should have had three there. We only got three there. They simulated the snap on our goal line on the QB sneak. That was interesting.
It is. And we hadn't heard that otherwise.
No, I didn't realize.
But is he saying when Lane Johnson jumped off sides?
I think so. He's saying basically they made a snap call. They basically said hike.
And that's illegal, right, John?
Yes. Yeah. They simulated the snap, got Lane to jump off. That's why. We weren't able to.
One other thing.
There.
I mean, this doesn't matter at this point, but I'll just put this out there. I thought whoever scored the touchdown that got called back, I thought he scored.
Saquon?
Was it Saquon?
Yeah, because they said his elbow was down.
I thought he scored.
I thought his elbow was down.
John, what
did
you think? I thought he scored the touchdown. I mean,
what are you talking about?
When
exactly?
Saquon was down, they called the touchdown and then they changed it to the inch yard.
I thought the tip of the
ball. Right before the Lane Johnson penalty.
Yeah, I thought the tip of the ball was over the goal line. Anyway.
Yeah, I thought it just had to be the ball touching the paint.
If nothing else, not overturnable was
my
thought.
That's what I thought, James. I was really surprised that got overturned.
I hadn't dwelled on that, but in retrospect, I do think that's wrong because the ball was over the line. I don't think his elbow was
unless
down.
They had a different version in the booth, the replay official booth that they didn't show on TV. I mean, based on TV, I thought he scored, but the announcers all thought he didn't score, so I was very confused by that. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's selection of quality one-owner pre-owned vehicles at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right, so obviously there were two players that stood head and shoulders above the rest yesterday. We ask you, which of these was the player of the game? Who was the player of the game, Saquon or Jalen Carter? I mean, both were 1,000 out of 1,000. 1,000 out of 1,000. Which was the player of the game? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. It would only be appropriate if this is like a 50-50 vote at the end of the show. We'll say. All right, John in Allentown right now. Merrill Montage shortly. John, good morning to you.
Guys, I'm going to tell you something. I was sitting down the whole time watching that game.
God bless you. I don't know how you did it.
Well, yesterday morning was leg day. Did about 150 squats. I had no choice.
I started working out again, too. John, and I did some legs. I was sore.
Legs are the worst, man.
A bit. How do you know?
Because I've done
legs
three or four times in my life.
That is so pathetic. Wow. Is that real?
No, more than that. But I do hate the leg thing. I do. All right, John, what do you got for us on the game?
Guys, I would like to know how Jalen Hurts gets tackled out of bounds. And no flag comes
out. I didn't think, I thought that was okay. I think it was slippery, but it was slippery,
close.
And I think the snow element was a factor.
I do think
the refs
got to
give some grace on that.
Yeah, they gave a little more leeway on that because of the snow.
The guy did have his hand. Like, I didn't like that. He had his hand, and I think that's what pulled Jalen down, but I was okay with it.
Patrick Mahomes, they call it.
No question.
That was Mahomes at the call.
I know. Hey, listen.
The slide earlier where he got hit, that's Mahomes. That's a call.
I thought that too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I had a few problems yesterday.
Okay,
not running the ball out of your end zone, having your quarterback drop back into the end zone.
Well, for what it's worth, I think the ball was on the 8-yard line. He dropped far back.
But they're taking the snap 5 yards behind that. So then he's backpedaling into the end zone. You shouldn't even be throwing it there. Run
you
the
should
ball.
Be able to protect it. There.
I agree
you
with John.
You should be able, John, to be able to run or pass there. And you have specific plays for coming out of the end zone. I'm totally fine with passing it if you protect it properly.
Yeah, and John, the caller, here's where I'm at on that as well. If the doctors determine that he can be in the game, then passing the ball, to me, has to be on the table. He either can pass the ball and is in the game or can't be in the game. It's not I can't have him drop back. I mean, for what it's worth, when the ball was closer to the goal line, they did run it on first down and got it out to, I believe, the 8-yard line. This was second down. I mean, it's football, man. He's got to get rid of the ball sooner.
Then, guys, playing prevent defense with 4.5 minutes to go.
That was a mistake.
And you don't even make them burn a timeout.
I know.
They need to work on their brand of prevent defense, because it almost prevented us from winning that game.
It almost did.
Wow. And that is such a broad term. And by the way, Vic Fangio, there are some people who could say we run prevent defense the whole game. I mean, we do play off and soft and zone most of the time. You know, we're 80% zone with guys 10 yards off the receivers. That's prevent D, isn't it?
Yeah, well, to a certain extent.
We work so well, and the players are so smart, and they're so attuned to exactly where those zones line up, and they work great together.
Yeah.
Next to impossible to complete these passes with consistency against this.
And also, no Quinyon Mitchell was a big factor in this
Absolutely.
Game.
Absolutely.
I mean, we can't act like it wasn't.
Huge step back, and I don't know what the issue was with Isaiah Rodgers. I hope he's okay, but man, they did take advantage.
I mean, they took him out at one point. At one point, they put Kelee Ringo in for him, and then I think they flipped it back. But the reality is, I mean, Isaiah Rodgers definitely seemed like a weak link out there. Now, they survived and they advanced, but that was a factor in Stafford getting them. And by the way, the Rams also dropped a number of passes. AJ had his two big drops. The Rams, I mean, they probably dropped 3-4 passes in this game as well. And, of course, I'm sure the snow was part of it.
And this is why we should be so thankful that we are good at handing it off. We don't have to throw if we don't have to throw. And they're not.
Yeah.
I'd much rather be a running team at this stage of the season.
Kyren Williams' fumble was...
Oh. Well, it's an incredible play by Jalen.
Yes, it is.
Incredibly. You know, once again, always seems to just have an extra sense of doing a little more.
No
question.
You
know, like in terms of deflecting passes at the line of scrimmage. He is so advanced. The game has slowed down so much for him that he does seem to always do those little things.
And Washington,
you know, get his hand
I know, and Washington
get the punch perfectly
totally,
on that ball.
Totally agree. And Washington having a starting guard out next week is going to be sweet from a Jalen Carter standpoint. Yeah. All right, yesterday's game was sweet. It was epic. It was all time. It was classic. Let's listen to how it sounded here on WIP. Merrill and Mike on the call. I know Wechter went into the Wayback Machine. You'll remember this song, the ESPN classic song for the epic game of the day. This was the epic game of the day. Let's crank it up with a Merrill montage.
We're gonna need a
to the final game of the divisional round of the NFC playoffs. To the victor comes a spot in the NFC championship game against Washington. The loser can only focus on next year. Second down and 4 at the Rams 45-yard line. Hurts, looks, fakes, keeps it at the 40, at the 35, 30, 25, 20. Jalen Hurts, touchdown! 45 yards! Here is the extra point, spotted, kicked up, and no good. No good. A missed extra point by Jake Elliott. Back goes Stafford. He fires, and it is complete for a touchdown to Higbee. And now the Rams can take the lead with the extra point. And the gun, Hurts, gives off to Barkley. He's got a first down and more. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Saquon Barkley!
He did it
62
again.
62 yards!
He did it again, Mel Reese.
44-yarder for the lead. Snap, place. Kick away, and the kick is good. Jake gets them the lead. A line drive. Hurts drops. Hurts looks. He starts to run, and he's pulled down at the 30-yard line. He doesn't get far. McCullough dragged him down.
Very slow getting up, Jalen Hurts, and he gets up with a little bit of a limp. Fortunately, Jalen Hurts comes out of that medical tent, and now he's jogging onto the field.
The ball at the 7-yard line. Hurts again in the gun. Does he come back to Barkley again? He doesn't. He backpedals. He steps up. He looks. He is tackled. It's a safety. The sixth sack. Oh, that's the worst thing that could happen. Stafford. This time he gives it off to Williams, who fumbles the football, goes down, and it's picked up by the Eagles. There's the big turnover of the game. Rodgers picks it up. Rodgers picks it up and takes it down to the 8. Back to Stafford. He looks up. He's being chased. He has the ball knocked out of his hands. Eagles have it.
Yep.
Second turnover.
Yep.
Knocked out of his hands. And coming up with it, Nolan Smith made the hit. And Zach Bourne recovered. This is about a 37-yard attempt to give the Eagles a 7-point lead. Spotted. Kicked up. And it is...
He got it.
Good. He's got it again. Jake may have missed the first extra point, but he has connected with three clutch field goals. Hurts in the gun on first down. He goes to Barkley. He breaks a tackle. He's on his way.
Uh-oh.
Here he goes. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 78 yards. That'll lock it up.
Boy, he is a special football player.
It's not over yet, but the Eagles are a two-touchdown lead. Firing again, this time the cup inside the five. And they're rolling. Stafford stamps his foot. He's back. He's looking. He fires. And it is caught for a touchdown by Kobe Parkinson. Well, this is a little more serious than I expected. Stafford. He backpedals. He looks up. He's going deep down the far side of the field. And is it caught?
It is caught.
It is caught by Nacua down to the 20. Oh, my goodness. Stafford in the gun. 6 for 15 on third down. Back again. They got him. They sack him. It's Carter, Jalen Carter.
Can't block him. Then he gets himself a Matthew Stafford.
It's 4th and 11. If the Eagles stop them right here, if they keep them shy of a first down, they win the game. He's in the gun. Motion to the near side. Stafford back. He's looking. He puts it in the air, and it's incomplete. It's incomplete. The Eagles take over on downs. And now they are heading for the NFC Championship game.
Well, just a tremendous victory by the Eagles, and one that really at the end did feel an awful lot like the Eagles in Atlanta 2017. Same area of the end zone. I mean, you know, that corner of that side of the field, I mean, defense trying to hang on. Good quarterback, you know, bringing the team down like Matt Ryan did, Stafford. I mean, that was, look, nerve-wracking victory. Congrats to the Eagles on a thrilling victory. Let's get more calls in here. Ray Dininger joins us in about 5 minutes. Charlie right now in Levittown. Charlie, what a win, my man.
Okay, I've been on hold an hour and 38 minutes.
Yes,
so,
sir.
I'm going to get to my points. I've got 5 points. Number one, it's about expectations. And I think you'll agree there's a certain amount of expectations to win the NFC and also to get into the Super Bowl.
Well, especially with home field now.
To win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Point number two, the offensive line. They were offensive. Number three, Kellen Moore. If somebody's interested in him, I'll drive him to the airport.
Yeah,
number
I disagree.
Four,
I think he's getting Vic dragged through the mud too much.
I am with him 100%.
Aggressive. Say it again,
number
Vic.
Five.
Hold up,
goodbye, Jake.
Okay, all right.
He said more aggressive. He needs to be more aggressive is what he said.
I guess on a mission here. We're trying to have a little back and forth here.
He just wanted to list his bullet points.
All right, so I'm with him on Jake Elliott. I would I'd cut the cord. Not cut him. I would stash him. I would stash Jake Elliott for next year. Theoretically stash him for the Super Bowl if the kicker you sign doesn't do a good job in the NFC Championship game. But I'm telling you, I made the decision about 3 hours after the game last night. Enough is enough. From my standpoint, enough is enough. I would sign the best available free agent kicker. Someone hit me up on Twitter. It's like, who are you signing to camera? I'm like, I didn't respond because I never do stuff like that. I don't know. It's not my job to know who the best free agent available kicker is. Howie Roseman, I guarantee you, has a list of the best available free agent kickers. And
there's a lot of really talented legs out there who can make field goal, make extra points, I guarantee that, and make 50-yard field goals with regularity. That is sort of like the baseline standard for the NFL. It's incredible to me that we have a kicker who can't meet that standard. I mean, like the minimum standard. And it's been this way now for a couple months.
It has. And I stood by him for a long time.
Oh,
but I've
man.
Seen, James, James you wanted
mistake.
To keep him. Where are you now on Jake Elliott?
Well, it's not as much about him as it is just taking someone off the street and throwing them into a playoff game.
Sure.
So, like, I don't know. If they did it, I'd be fine. If they I'm not going to trust any kicker coming into any game for the rest of the year one way or the other.
Well, I agree with that for sure. The question is, who's better? Now,
well, the question
not
is
who's better then and who will be better next year. I mean,
the question is, how bad is Jake going to be?
I mean, I think he's pretty bad.
How much worse could this person off the street
I know,
be?
John,
like,
the
concern is the operation and all of that stuff can go wrong, too.
All right, so that's a big one. And, you know, if they don't have a new kicker by Wednesday or Thursday, then Jake Elliott's definitely the guy. But I got to think they've got to consider it more seriously than they have in past week, because it's just getting out of control. All right, Jalen Hurts. We don't know yet his condition. We don't know what the injury is. We had a report, a doctor on earlier from NovaCare who just got feeling, said maybe MCL sprain. He felt pretty confident it's not an ACL tear, and that, of course, would be good that it's not an ACL tear. And it probably is not because he came back in the game. But I don't put it past Jalen to come back with an ACL tear just because he is a tough guy.
I put it way past. It is. He played
it's
for
rare.
A quarter.
It's really rare.
He played for a quarter
really
and a quarter.
Rare. I know.
He doesn't have an ACL tear.
Yeah.
Phillip Rivers played in the AFC Championship game in like 2009 or 2013, somewhere back then, with a torn ACL. It is possible. It is insane, though.
It's extremely rare.
You John Elway didn't have ACLs, as far as I know.
Can't tear it if you don't have it.
Right. But you can lock,
one way to go about it.
You can
lock your knee in place with your quads and the muscles there. But in order for that to be the case, it's like you need to have had that your whole life to where you're accustomed to playing that.
But look, really gutsy performance by Jalen. He did a lot, I thought, pretty darn good in the first half, and then obviously regressed as the game went on, in part because of the knee, but also he's just got to throw the ball away.
The snow, man.
No, I know. Well, the snow's a factor
AJ
as well.
After the game say we couldn't even see.
I'm well aware, but he's got to throw the ball away.